Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Mental ill health affects one in four of us, and yet people are still afraid to talk about it. Today is Time to Talk Day, and a number of local mental health support providers are taking part, including a mental health charity, Richmond Fellowship. Oliver Sue is from Richmond Fellowship's employment service, and he's mixing with commuters at Cambridge Station this morning. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Julian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Is it cold out? Is that a bit windy when I came into the studio
really
this morning?
Really windy, yeah.
Oh, dear. So what have you got down at Cambridge Station? Have you got some shelter as a means to lure people in out of the wind?
Yeah, I mean, we're outside currently. We've got some promotional material for both Richmond Fellowship and Time to Talk Day. We've got a few pens, bags, badges, leaflets, and some referral forms to take. Some referral forms to take away if people want to kind of refer onto our service.
Mm-hmm. Why is it important to encourage people to talk about mental health? Because it's kind of, you know, the British thing to keep quiet and just keep it to yourself and close family.
Yeah, no, it's really important to talk about mental health. I mean, if you look at the statistics, I mean, you mentioned earlier that one in four people experience mental health in their lifetime, and the fact is suicide is a big killer in men under the age of 45. And like you said, it's like the conversation around mental health is quite small, and people are a bit scared about talking about it just because there's this stigma around. I mean, myself, I've got anxiety, and I'm usually like ready to disclose that to people just to kind of encourage that kind of dialogue, really.
Mm. It's tricky, isn't it? I guess for some people, they won't want to paste over their entire health history over Facebook or some other social media, but they might benefit from talking to someone, whoever that someone is, away from the hurly-burly of the family situation.
Of course, of course. I mean, I'm an employment advisor, so in that service, we offer one-to-one support for those who are currently experiencing mental health difficulties and have a work-related issue. And usually, when I see people, people feel quite comfortable talking one-to-one rather than in groups. So, yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from in terms of that.
Because mental health can be a very stressful issue within the workplace, can't it?
Mm, definitely, yeah. Especially since, I mean, so in our service, we help people look for new work if they currently don't have a job, or if they're in work and aren't aware of the kind of adjustments that can be made. I've had a few people, service users, come in who are currently in work, and they're just really stressed out because their line managers are just they're not aware of changes that can be made and things like that. So, yeah, we can help support with that.
Because some of this sort of thing goes to company culture to a certain extent, doesn't it? If the those people who are dealing with, I guess, personnel department, human resources, ghastly name, but that's what what it's called.
Yeah, if
they aren't necessarily, I don't know, either aware of the mental health issues generally, or if a particular person, a particular employee, has issues themselves?
I mean, some people, I mean, obviously everyone's different, but some people, like you said, like to hide it, even from their work colleagues, because there's this perception that it makes them seem weak. But some people aren't even aware that they have mental health difficulties. They just think of stress as just the natural course of their work, and it's part of that daily grind, so to speak.
Are there basic things that we can do to de-stress ourselves in the workplace?
I guess talk about it. I mean, like you said, today's Time to Talk Day, and we're encouraging people to talk about mental health. So, yeah, talk about it. Be quite open about your mental health. Just seek as much help as possible, because you've got to be kind to yourself, really.
And unfortunately, I get to sit in the radio studio most mornings, and that means I don't have to suffer public transport. But boy, can that be stressful if you're taking it. do you find people willing to open up to you this morning? Are they sort of desperate to get by and get onto their place of work?
So we've had a few people actually come up to us and talk to us about their mental health. I mean, I had a college student come up to us earlier asking about our organization, what we do, and also kind of briefly talk about their mental health, and they said they were going to kind of try and engage in that dialogue with their friends. So that was quite reassuring to hear. But yeah, we've had a mix of both young people and old people who are willing to engage in that dialogue.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And just out of interest, do you think you're picking up more people going into the station or coming out of it? Oh, there was silence. You're still there? We might have lost Oliver. I'm going to have one more crack at this. No, it doesn't look like Oliver's... I've lost Oliver by the sounds of things, but... you're still there, Oliver? You're back. You're back with me.
Hello.
Ah, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, hi.
How long are you at the station till?
We're here till 10 a.m.
10 a.m. So I guess if people don't necessarily have to be catching a train, but if you want to find out a little bit more about Richmond Fellowship, you can pop down and see Oliver and his colleagues at Cambridge Station this morning.
Yep.
And elsewhere, I guess, Googling Richmond Fellowship is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Our website is www.richmondfellowship.org.uk/Cambridgeshire. And that's to find out about like the services within Cambridgeshire. You can always call us on 01223 301032 for more information.
Okay, that's good. Well, look, I hope you don't get too blustered by the wind this morning, Oliver.
Thank you, Julian.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. And that's Oliver
Thanks
Sue.
For having me.
He is from Richmond Fellowship's Employment Service at Cambridge Station, as you heard there, through until 10 o'clock, Time to Talk Day, and very important to discuss mental health. 8:18.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105.